The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, well,
time to talk about long balls.
Time to talk about long balls, yeah.
Not just long balls, summer long balls.
So yeah, as opposed to winter long balls?
That's correct.
Well, I'm guessing winter would be short balls.
Shriveled, cold balls. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Yes, this is from the New York Post. Looking for a reason to welcome winter? Enter the dreaded summer long balls.
Why is it dreaded?
A seasonal condition characterized by the unpleasant engorgement of the testicles. Like mangoes and other stone fruit that swell when it's sweltering.
Stone fruit for balls?
Men are doing battle with ball bulge. Mm. It sucks, one anonymous gent told The Cut. They're the ones who coined the term.
Yeah.
I wish I could wear sluttier shorts in the summer, but I can't. And I can't do that comfortably. Oh my God.
What?
For some, the condition distends their balls to the point that their bits hit the water in the toilet bowl when they sit down.
Boy, is that when you know that you're really old? When you sit down and you hear a ploop?
That's when you know you're at the most serious of the summer long ball condition.
Boy, it's that bad?
Another nameless victim who experienced summer encroaching on his southern hemisphere said that consistent sweat causes his scrot to stick to his leg, creating a dubious batwing effect.
Wow.
That was summer encroaching or was it encroaching?
That's far too
graphic.
Dude,
that could be a great party trick, though, right? You're like, hey, check out my bat.
Do you think my bat wing reaches the bowl?
Check out my bat wings. I did have a buddy that one of his go-tos, like on camping trips or whatever, would be like the camping chair wide leg, and then it would be just one out, right? And it was very subtle.
See who notices.
Yeah, it would just be like hanging out the side there a little bit. And then you'd be, you're just like having to, you're like, God! And then he'd start laughing.
And also, who's in charge of your penis?
What?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know summer long balls. Why don't you just wear underwear?
Awkwardly, he says he feels the need to rearrange things down there and is worried about people noticing in public.
Well, I mean, that happens to the best of us. You got to learn to do like circles. You got to learn to adjust without having to use the hands. But couldn't just like a pair of underwear fit? Like how many people are going commando? Don't you just get like a nice pair of boxer briefs and this solves the problem?
Can we talk about adjusting for a moment?
Absolutely.
Is it really that big of a deal?
Well, I think some people find it very gross because then your hands are down there and then you're not washing them.
But over clothes?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about over clothes.
Yeah, over clothes.
Yeah, no. If you're going in, that's
yeah. But
different.
Let's be honest. Sometimes over clothes isn't gonna get it done.
That's
you gotta move stuff around.
But like women adjust their
the bras
and such.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that the adjustment has a negative connotation. I like to do the squat walk myself. Where you just kind of do like a couple sumo walks.
It's like a no hands wedgie removal.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. You just kind of as you walk, you kind of do a wide leg.
It's a little bit more of like a 45-degree angle to your step.
And normally with maybe a little shake, and that'll take care of it.
A little waggle.
Yeah, and then if you got it, go down. Then hey man, and sometimes you have to. But the summer long balls thing, I mean, I get it if you're just letting them swing, but dude, get some support.
Well, experts say temperature changes can cue the body to self-regulate, affecting sperm production and causing a case of testicular migration.
Yeah.
When it's a cold environment, the testes move towards the body and the scrotum tenses up, says New Jersey urologist Annika Ackerman.
Mm.
The opposite is true. In a warm environment, the scrotum relaxes and the testes move away from the body. In effect, the testicles do not enlarge in the heat. They simply move further from the body.
Yeah, so just that's the... So it's not really the testicles, it's the skin, right? Your skin just stretches.
Yeah, well...
Or are they bigger and heavier and then it makes your skin stretch?
It's a good question.
Because they did say engorged in there, right?
Yeah. Hmm. I can't say the summer long buff. We've all experienced the cold, though, right? I told you, I went skinny dipping in Loch Ness in Scotland, and let me tell you, coming out of that water, it's not good. And there were people around. You gotta make sure that everything's covered up, because you're not impressing anyone after that. You know, it makes sense. But I think if we all understand shrinkage, would we understand summer long balls? Like if you're if someone saw your cash and prizes for the first time in the midst of a hot sweltering summer, would they assume that that's your regular? Yeah, and then you'd be like, it's not normally like this. Or would you want them to think it's like that? You're like, hey, check out my long balls. Is that an impressive, like, peacocking sort of thing?
God.
You're like, hey.
So much to like, chew on there.
You're like, look down. There is a lot to chew on, literally and figuratively. You're like, hey, take a look.
I think it depends on, are you talking about women?
Women. Well, yeah, or a man. I mean, a man could see your summer long balls, and you're like, hey,
well, look,
you like this?
I've always kind of operated under the assumption that, you know, your sack hanging a little further is better. It's better than stomach screw. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, you know, at least you want to show you got, you know, because there's the whole thing about, big balls, chip.
You got baby nuts.
You got, yeah. So it's like, okay, I got summer long balls. That's helping me.
Yeah.
But then there's the flip side of that is, I don't think the ladies like the ball. I mean, they don't like the scrote. Like they don't want to look at that.
Well, does anyone want to?
It's disgusting.
Well, I'll go a step further. Is there anything more offensive than a scrotum?
Well, okay, so then maybe we're thinking all wrong. Like the scrotum retreating up into the body is good. It's hiding. That's what we want.
I think so.
But then there's that whole thing of, well, you got baby nuts. And then that's no good. I don't know.
The question becomes, and I may have to pose this to the ladies, do ladies find balls attractive?
No.
I can't imagine.
That's universal.
Can't imagine that.
In general, I feel like Southern Hemisphere genitalia, no one really loves what that looks like.
Yeah, well,
I mean. I disagree.
I mean.
I disagree. Disagree.
Well, I guess I think where he's going with that is
it's aesthetically maybe not
some
naturally
some are
more off-putting than not.
Yeah. Like we're spoiled a little bit by, you know, like
Well, the stuff that we get to see like in such. It's a nice you're getting the best of the best.
Exactly. And then it's like it's not all like that.
No. You're getting a 1%.
I mean, just look in the mirror.
Well, and the first time that you see something that doesn't look OnlyFans worthy, it can be a bit of a shocking, moment. It's the difference between reality and in movies. But
I kind of wanted to see the wang. Now we're talking about female genitalia here, well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Buck was saying blanket.
Yeah, he was saying anything
south of the
below the equator.
It's not appealing.
You know, as a heterosexual male, you're naturally going to be attracted to the downstairs area for the opposite sex. But in general, just objectively,
I get where you're going.
I hear you.
I get it.
I can get behind.
I understand where you're going with it. Yeah. Yeah. It's like elbow skin, right? It's not...
Sure. There's something, like, wrong with it.
I
like,
love elbow skin. Oh.
You know it doesn't have nerve endings? Like, you can pinch the hell out of it and nothing happens?
That's horse crap. Get a tattoo on your elbow sometime and tell me
if there's that's because the needle's going down hitting the bone, right?
No. You're not needling... Did you just say that it's going into the bone?
Well, I'm not going into the bone.
How deep do you think those needles go?
By the way, he's right. I'm pinching the crap out of my elbow skin.
Yeah, you can't feel it, can you?
I can't feel it.
Go get a tattoo. You'll feel it. Mm. As someone that has his elbow covered, it's not a great feeling. So
what happens if you pinch it?
I can assure you that there are.
I bet you won't feel it if I come in there and pinch you.
There are nerve endings in your elbow.
So what is the cure for summer long balls, you ask? Very simply, like you say, wearing tight underwear.
you got to switch to a banana hammock, right? So she's just wearing like a jock strap. You wear a jock strap around during the summer.
Well, then it hangs out, doesn't it?
No, the jock holds it up in there. That's what a jockstrap is for.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I know, but I don't know. It just seemed to me that you would want more mass, you know?
No, you don't want mass.
Not like a...
No, you want... Mass gives the summer balls room to roam. You don't want that. You want them corralled like a like a naughty puppy. You need a kennel for him. That's where the jock comes in, nice
the
and tight.
Naughty puppy.
That's hot.
Keep those things nice and. Well, I had to wear a jock when I played because I snapped the football.
They're eating the dogs.
And so I always like to wear a size too small or too jock because it was tighter. Like, because the
things up even tighter than normal.
Yeah, because the waistband will stretch, right? And you don't, and so you can wear anything, but you want the pouch on the jock to be really, really snug because I don't know if you know when football starts happening, but that usually starts around July, and you don't want summer long balls when a guy's hand is on your taint, and now you have to throw a football up against said hand. If you got summer long balls, you're going to figure it out real quick that you want the tightest jock possible.
And the other remedy includes the nutsicle.
The nutsicle?
Yeah. Which, as you can imagine, is an ice pack for
your... ice your balls?
Testicles. Well, you can!
Huh. Shrink them back up.
That'll shrink them puppies right on up, up in there.
A good question from the text line. Do the uptops hang lower in the summer, too?
I would assume. Right?
That's a good question.
It's got to be the same sort of thing.
You'd imagine.
Yeah, right? Everything gets warmer and... Yeah, because I mean, your skin, just in general, when you're cold, your skin gets tight, and when you're hot, your skin gets loose. So, I would assume that there's a
AI
there's
says skin. No,
no,
no, because it's not like they migrate north either, you know.
Oh, but they can when it's really cold. That everything gets sucked up into your body.
Well, this says no.
Huh? Interesting. I would have thought yes.
Yeah, it says the idea of breasts drooping more in the summer due to heat is a common misconception. There is no scientific evidence to support this.
Go ladies.
Good news for us.
Yeah. Keeping it tight. Mrs. RJ says the balls are gross. Keep them up tight. No one wants to see them hanging. That from RJ.
Yeah, I think most women would say that.
We've got a YouTuber who's battling with the affliction of summer long balls. Says, got a sack like a grandfather clock right now.
Ugh.
That's an old man thing, but I've told the story many times of my offensive line coach, the worst human being that I'd ever met. And he's since passed away. Roger French. Look him up. He's despicable in every way. And he had a permanent case of summer long balls. The amount of times, unfortunately, that I had to see his testicles, I don't know how he went about. And he would sit on them all the time. Like, that was a...
What, do you, like, yelp when he did
yes, it? Yes. The amount of times. And you would try really hard not to laugh. But watching a man who's, like, 1,000 years old that you hate and is literally disintegrating before your eyes... The worst comb over possible, the bad hair dye that would leak down his face, the dandruff. He had a hernia that would hang out over his belt line.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And that you would watch him tuck it back in. And then he had the lowest hanging balls that at least 3 times a week he would sit on. And when he would sit on me, he'd go just like this. Oh, and he would like bend over and...
God.
To this day, one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life is we had, and this was when I was pretty young, so I was like scared and didn't want to like get involved in this, but we had an elder statesman. His name was Eric. He played for the Jets for a couple years. Bateman. I think it was Bateman. Giant dude. I was terrified of him. And we had these folding chairs in our old meeting rooms that you had to be careful. They were the kind with the desk. Remember those? The folding chair, and then it had a desk that you could bring up to the side of it.
Oh, yeah, like the kind of schoolhouse ones?
Yeah, schoolhouse ones. And so they weren't very sturdy, and occasionally one of our fat asses would break it, and it would go down. And then we'd all laugh and call you a fat ass. And Roger, our O-line coach, came into a meeting, and he comes walking in, and he plops down on the chair, and he sits on his balls. And so he leans forward and does the... Oh, but as he leans forward, the hernia comes out.
What a freaking mess.
Because he would tuck his shirt in, because of course he would. So the hernia flops over. So now we've seen him sit on his balls. The hernia comes out and he kind of falls out of the chair. And Eric, who's like 6'7", like 320, can't control it. He laughs so hard that he splits the chair and goes down in a heap. So now we've got our largest old lineman rolling around on the ground in pain because he just got folded under by a chair. And our offensive line coach is hanging off his chair with a black purple hernia hanging over balls. And his balls underneath it. I've never
seen
an entire room like people just in tears. I am just like tears pouring down my face. And then we had to go about like it was a real meeting. Like we had like everyone recovered, like get a new chair.
All right, we got to talk about pass pro. Knock it off.
9-on-7. You good luck trying to get me to focus after seeing something like that. You'll never see it. You'll never see it again. It was like the perfect moment. But yes, summer long balls, permanent condition.
This says Roger French was beloved at BYU.
Did Roger write that?
Okay. He's beloved. Yeah, when he died, by the way, he got fired. After he died, they had like a tribute to him where everyone went back and pretend that he wasn't the worst human being alive.
My God, look at this. I just pulled up a Roger French story.
Yeah. Tell me it's not the balls.
Look who's... No, it's...
Is Sook in it?
It's yeah, Sook's right next to him. It's you.
Yeah.
It's Fat Sook.
That's me.
And you're once again messing with your ear. You're always messing with your ears.
I got ear.
And Roger appears to be pissed off about something.
Well, probably because he sat on his summer long balls.
Or his hernia popped out again.
Dude, if I could go back and have video of one thing that's happened in my life, I would want video of the balls hernia chair break. That would have been, because this was obviously pre-YouTube, that would have been so viral, it would have just swept the world. Hands down, one of the best things. And it would happen to him all. He broke a finger once trying to open a bottle of water at Wyoming. Again, had to leave the table because I was going to piss my pants. Watching a man break his finger, opening a bottle of water, and then,
Hey, I have another balls out story if you want, since we're on this topic.
Since we're on summer long balls.
Let's just put it all together.
Roger French's long balls.
We'll get to that next year's Buck.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.